Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I'll be your host for this edition of the pod here back in the den in the studio, ready to give you everything baseball related from yesterday's games. We will start with the news notes. There was a bunch of recovery updates and a bunch of guys that basically are just either feeling something or are just trying to get ready to be at full strength. But I'll spare you a lot of that information to get you the headlines for your teams. Joshua Kuroda Grauer, this one you may have seen. I have permission to say this. Ruptured testicle, 10-day IL from being hit by a pitch yesterday. Apologies if you're on your way to work and perhaps munching on some food or made you spit out your coffee. But yes, that is the injury for Joshua Kuroda Grauer. No timetable on that return. I think on behalf of all of the fellas at PitcherList, our regards to him. Jack Flaherty gets the 15-day IL with right flexor inflammation. I'm just making sure real quick. I believe this is, yes. So this should be just before the trade deadline when he comes back. So he should be eligible to be traded. That's quite important for the Tigers' arm. Kyle Teal out 6 to 12 weeks. These are all kind of updates from yesterday's injuries. No new ones really to report. Kyle Teal out 6 to 12 weeks with a sprained ankle. Mentioned yesterday that he left the game early. Trevor McDonald, speaking of leaving the game early, does hit the IL with a strained elbow. Just the 15-day IL, no further word. But right elbow strain, anytime you hear something like that, it is the elbow. So, knock on wood that McDonald isn't missing an extended period of time. Only transactions really to note here are Max Muncy, the Athletics Max Muncy, and Edgar Cuero have been recalled. And so they are back in their respective lineups. Can't imagine why. that's going to do it for the news and notes. It's fairly short. We're going to move on to our notable performances where I go over everyone that I think had a particularly noteworthy day. And I'll start with a very noteworthy performance here with my hitter of the day. Did he have the most total bases? No, he did not. Did he absolutely demolish a baseball to left center field and reestablish my belief in him? Yes, he did. Fernando Tatis Jr. goes 3-for-5 with a double and a 474-foot home run, 111 off the bat. This thing was crunched, absolutely crunched. And for Tatis, I mean, he has been struggling all year. I think it's fair to say that a lot of the underlying metrics are generally pretty nice to him, but seemingly he is just not able to get the long ball going. He's been better recently. This is a really nice exclamation point to show that, yeah, he still is one of the premier athletes in Major League Baseball and one of the premier talents if he can really get going. Josh Naylor goes 3-for-4 with a stolen base and an otherwise uneventful day for the Seattle Mariners. Max Kepler, I think first time I've mentioned him, goes 2-for-3, home run and a pair of walks, the former Twin having a nice day. Alec Burleson goes 3-for-4. Joe Adell, 2-for-4 with a home run. CJ Abrams, 2-for-3, a pair of home runs and a walk. We'll give a player of the day honorable mention to him. Just needed to hit one 475 feet, and I want to talk about him, CJ. Hunter Goodman goes 2-for-5 with a home run. That's his 31st home run of the year, third in Major League Baseball. Mickey Moniak goes 2-for-4 with a home run, and Cole Kerrig 3-for-5 with the stolen base. Also getting an honorable mention for pitcher or player of the day, rather, Brandon Nimmo, 4-for-4 with a home run. A great day for the outfielder for the Rangers. Still weird. We're in July. He's still wearing blue, but it's still weird that Brandon Nimmo is on the Rangers. Wyatt Langford goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Alejandro Osuna at the bottom of the Rangers lineup goes 3-for-4. Dylan Dingler, great day. 2-for-3, home run, double, and a walk. Petco Armstrong, a bizarre day, goes 2-for-2 with a triple, three walks for PCA in what ended up being a very bizarre game against the Tigers. More on that in a bit. Manny Machado, circling back to the Padres game earlier, 2-for-5 with 2 home runs. He's hitting 204 now, folks, and that's over, I think, his 22nd home run. So he is really hitting his stride, which is maybe a little late to buy in ride this wave, but maybe definitely a name to keep in mind here of second half surgers. Jim Jarvis goes 2-for-3 with a triple and a double as he really provided some nice engine work for the Atlanta Braves. The entire Rays lineup was really effective. Top to bottom, no terrible standouts here. 12 runs, 21 hits, 3 walks to boot, only a couple home runs. But the entire Rays lineup, I mean, pick a player that you can name. Chandler Simpson had 4 hits. Ben Williamson had 4 hits. I believe Caminero had a couple. Yandy Diaz, you know, pick any name out of the hat. Everyone was able to pitch in. It was a great day for the Rays offense. Alec Bohm goes 3-for-4 with a double. And finally, Stephen Kwan, been a little better recently, 1-for-3 with a double and a 2-walk day for Stephen Kwan. I will note it's a little lacking of some top names because the Pirates and Yankees and Orioles Red Sox games were postponed yesterday due to the rain. So do know that a lot of those are going to be made up today. Set your lineups accordingly. I'll take a short break and I'll come back with my pitchers, my reliever report, and the preview of today's games. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitcherless Podcast Network. We move on to talk about our starting pitchers. And folks, this was a great performance. This was one that I think is going to be talked about later in the season when he gets his NL Cy Young votes. Will he get the award? It is questionable. I think it really is. And we'll see how the second half of the season goes. He's got some stiff competition. But Zach Wheeler made a statement start against the Los Angeles Dodgers. 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, no walks, 8 Ks on 93 pitches, 21 whiffs. For a guy with diminished velocity, who's coming back from shoulder troubles, who is like 36, I believe, 35, 36, in his mid-30s, 21 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. It's one of the really strong performances that has been emblematic of someone who has become one of the best pitchers of all time. I mean, you don't have to put him on the absolute mantle of the total greats, right? I don't think he's knocking on Pedro Martinez or Bob Gibson or whoever. Pick a name out of the hat. I don't think he's knocking on their doors. But Zach Wheeler is someone that is just, I think he's getting into Cooperstown. Let's put it that way. I think he's getting into Cooperstown. And this is one of those starts that really makes me think so. It's like, I had the privilege of seeing a Zach Wheeler start a couple years ago, and there's a presence on the mound when he's on. It's like, this is a guy that really is, you know, like, you idealize and conceptualize someone who is really at the top of their game. And, you know, do they hit the magic numbers that writers look for? I don't really think he will. But nevertheless, this is an outstanding outing, and I think he has kind of proven that he has the longevity to keep it rolling. And it's about a 7th season of being an absolutely elite pitcher. Zach Wheeler may win the NL Cy Young. He's got a fella in Milwaukee that is going to give him a run for his money. But Zach Wheeler, absolutely outstanding performance. Graded out well against a really tough lineup. Everything ticks all the boxes. He's my pitcher of the day for sure. Chase Burns went 5 innings, no earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks, 91 pitches, 16 whiffs, 27 CSW percent. Fastball was absolutely zipping over 18 inches of IVB. Fastball, I think, sounded like 96. But it was really cooking. Chase Burns has a very nice outing here. Kumar Rocker goes 6 innings, no earned runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 6 Ks on just 75 pitches. Very efficient, very effective, 12 whiffs, 29 CSW percent. And yet, pitch modeling, not a huge fan of it, not even because it was sinker heavy. It was just a D-plus POV grade, and this is one of those instances where who do you trust? The pitches didn't seem that good. It got really nice results. your mileage may vary on how much you want to evaluate that. Nevertheless, it's going to look really nice in your fantasy scores. Tatsuya Imai goes 6 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, four hits, 3 walks, 8 Ks, 96 pitches. Forgive me. 15 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. The slider is so effective when it is working. The fastball is so not effective. And it's a really funny dichotomy because he doesn't have to go much else. I think my read on Tatsuya Imai is kind of like a Kevin Gausman with the worst fastball and worst command. Does that make sense? Speaking, we'll put a pin in Gausman. We'll talk about that in a bit. Framber Valdez, good Lord. This is what I get for singing some praises over some guys. 0.2 innings, 2 outs, 6 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout, 42 pitches. Could not finish the first inning. 3 whiffs, 26 DSW percent. The sinker was straying up high, was not finding the bottom quadrant very much. But the real culprit was he got in trouble fast. Allows a triple, I believe, to Pete Crow Armstrong. Walks the next batter, hits the next batter to get the bases loaded. And from there, it was just kind of a circus. A lot of not even the best hits in the world of the Cubs middle and bottom of the lineup were able to knock Framber around. And he would be removed without finishing the inning. So rough outing for the Detroit lefty on a kind of long-term contract. Don't sign with Detroit. And Detroit don't sign people. Justin Robleski goes 6 1/3, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, 89 pitches, 11 whiffs, 26 CSW percent. Had the unenviable task of dueling Zach Wheeler and ended up doing quite well for himself. BPOV grade. Robleski has fluctuated a lot from how is this guy keeping such a low ERA to kind of a PLV darling. And I don't really know where to put Robleski as the top pitchers. I've forgotten where he is on the list, but regardless, proving his worth against a pretty decent Phillies lineup. Parker Messick goes 5 2/3, 1 earned run, 4 hits, no walks, 6 Ks, 88 pitches, 8 whiffs, 30 CSW percent, B minus PLV grade. It does quite well against the Minnesota Twins, pardon me. And finally, Kevin Gausman goes 3 1/3, 4 earned runs, 9 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. 1 strikeout for Kevin Gausman on just 90 pitches. 5 whiffs, 18% CSW. Oh, Kevin Gausman. It is a start where he has just... Something's wrong. Pitch modeling doesn't think it's that much worse than normal. But the fastball is just not working right now. And the splitter is absolutely not working. Forgive me, Jesus. I'm so excited I'm knocking my mic around. Kevin Gausman's been one of my favorite pitchers in baseball, so this really hurts. But yeah, bad outing. He has been really not good since about the middle of April. And I'd tell you to sell, but I think that's advice that's probably 2 months out of date. I just think it's kind of curtains for Kevin Gausman. Your fantasy advice, man, you just try to sell him for what you can get. I don't think he's droppable in a lot of leagues, but honestly, he's kind of approaching that territory. Don't be too afraid of the name value if it's not getting you returns. Anyway, that's the starting pitcher roundup. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundup. And we now move on to the reliever report, where I go over who saved it and who blew it. Kate Smith gets his 29th save of the year for the Cleveland Guardians. Tanner Scott, his 15th save of the year for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Alex Lange, his 9th save of the year for the ever-confounding closer role of the Kansas City Royals. Marco Gonzalez picks up his first save of the year of the long variety. Josh Hader, his 11th save of the year for the Astros. Jordan Romano, his 7th for the... take a guess. Who's Jordan Romano play for, huh? Former, yeah, that guy, that Jordan Romano, former Blue Jay. Yeah, he plays for the Rockies now. It's July, and I still am surprised by that. Emilio Pagan picks up his 8th save of the year for the Reds. Who blew it? Double feature today. Paul Sewald and Luis Medina both blew it in the really weird Athletics Diamondbacks game. Paul Sewald throws one inning, allows two hits, two walks, two earned runs to blow the save, send it into extra innings. Luis Medina comes onto the mound. The Athletics have given him a lead. What does he do? Records one out, two hits, two walks, allows two runs, including the walk-off that allows the Diamondbacks to win. So it's a double feature of who blew it. Luis Medina and Paul Sewald both giving their managers scares. Baseball's fun. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information on the bullpen situations as we now look forward to today's slate of games. The Mets and Brewers is a game I want to highlight here. Christian Scott versus Logan Henderson. Battle of some really interesting young arms. Anyone knows that knows me also knows how much I love Christian Scott. The Marlins at the Astros is going to be Sandy Alcantara, the NL and the Major League Baseball innings leader versus Phil Lambert. The Padres versus the Braves is going to be Michael King versus Martin Perez. But my game of the day is going to be the Pirates at the Yankees. The first game of the doubleheader, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be Bubba Chandler versus Max Fried. Should be a fun and quite varied start. You got the flamethrower versus the finesse pitcher. So that should be a fun game. And that's going to be a fun kind of First Pitch podcast. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PLV or PL Pro to gain access. I said PLV or PL Pro. PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord PLV apps to support the Pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me flubbing over my words on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host Eric Hendrickson, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.